Welcome to the Recruiting Scoop on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. It's our weekly look ahead at the recruiting world. And Justin, it is finally time for players to start coming back on campus. Other schools have done some official visits and stuff like that, but this is an opportunity for camp season, which is a whole lot of fun. A good way to start getting introduced to a lot of the high school players entering their junior season over at the prep level, and start learning about who Texas is going to be pursuing, other national schools are going to be pursuing in the coming years.
This camp has turned into a must-attend event in the Sark regime. They've always had these summer camps, from Mack Brown to Charlie Strong to Tom Herman, and in a lot of cases, multiple camps. Sark has kind of narrowed this thing down to one day, and this is the chance. It's cool because – one, we see a lot of who their top targets are for 2027 and even 2028. We get kind of a sneak peek if we didn't already talk to them at a junior day in January or February, or catch up with them at a camp, you know, throughout the spring. It's a good indicator there. Really, why I love it is for the quarterbacks, because if you want to know who's going to be the next quarterback commit and or Longhorn quarterback in Austin, this camp is going to tell you that. They bring in a lot of guys, they bring in a handful of very important quarterbacks, and they let them battle. How important is it? Dia Bell was so worried 2 years ago he was going to miss this camp and miss this opportunity to get the offer and potentially commit to Texas that he rode in an Uber from the Dallas airport to Austin in the middle of the night. They understand Sark wants to see you throw inside of DKR before he's going to give you an offer. That's how important it is. And so it's not just all the positions that we get a good idea of. It's the quarterback position. This is where we saw guys like KJ Lacy. This is where we saw guys like Trey Owens. And this is exactly where we see guys like Dia Bell. Now they're going to go hunting for that 2027 quarterback. And usually they get that guy around going into their junior year. So there's so many indicators that this camp does that I like so much. In the past, we've seen more offers go out to some of the younger guys. I remember Felix Ojo's first camp was, I think, 2 years ago when we first set eyes on him, and we knew that guy was going to be an offer. Now, some of these guys have gotten a little bit of earlier offers because they're nationally ranked dudes, and that's the coolest part, and we're going to talk about some of those.
Yeah, and the calendar opens up a little bit, too. I think coaches can go on the road a little bit more than they could just to see that happen. And I'm glad what you did mention is that Sark and AJ Milwee, they will go on the road to watch these guys. They went out to Fort Lauderdale, I believe, last year to go to American Heritage, and they saw Dia Bell throw. Yeah. They went into, I remember, Tampa Jesuit. They saw Will Griffin. Jaden O'Neal, he's the Oklahoma commit now.
He's from California, moved to Norman, and now Florida State's knocking on his door. Yeah.
But they went and saw him. But these quarterback recruitments didn't get real until they threw at DKR. And the thing is, it's one of the more cutthroat processes too. Will Griffin came to Texas several times on his own dime to throw in front of Sark, did not get an offer. And Will Griffin has great tape. We loved it.
Yeah.
Down at home of Florida. Jaden O'Neal, same thing. He left Texas a little bit more upset. And you know what? Like, sometimes feelings are going to get hurt. Texas pursued Dia Bell, and then there was one other, I believe, who ended up with an offer, correct? But Dia jumped in, and Dia took the spot because Dia wanted it that badly and made the decision with his family, stuff like that. So this is a very, very important process, and it's why Sark and company are so specific with how they do things. So that means they have some top guys coming into town on Sunday, and one of those is recruiting crush. I am going to be a big fan of this guy and understand it's going to be tough to get him to Texas in Kavian Bryant, Palestine Westwood. This huddle tape. If we wanted to talk about him for 17 minutes, we could play this tape the whole time. He is impressive physically. He's impressive, throwing the football. I know I've said this before. I don't mind climbing up and saying it. Throwing the football wise, because there's only going to be one athlete and one winner who did what the person about to mention did at the high school level. I know, as far as how he throws the football, it kind of looks like Kyler. And it is just one of the most impressive players. And also, as you know, being up from East Texas, at a school not typically known for its football prowess. And yet he is leading Palestine Westwood to great things. And Texas, as far as its football program, is going to try to get involved here. And we'll see if an offer comes when he throws Sunday.
He had the best answer for us at the Under Armour camp in February up in, I think it was in Melissa High School up in Dallas, outside of Dallas. He said, I'm going to be there for the elite camp because I want to earn the offer. He understands, these quarterbacks understand what they're coming into. You have to go show out to earn that offer, to get that opportunity to even be in the discussion to be the quarterback at Texas in that cycle. And yes, Kavian Bryant is so much fun to watch, man. Like he just, and granted, you know, I love the Kyler Murray comparison because I think their mechanics are similar.
That's what I mean. That's right.
The difference is, you know, Kavian's probably a good 5-6 inches taller and bigger. And so that makes it a little even more freakish. We know for a fact Florida State is recruiting him as a Charlie Ward prototype. They want him playing quarterback and shooting guard, point guard for the basketball team. That's where this thing might get a little hairy, because I was actually talking to a couple sources the other day about Bryant and some other quarterbacks, and they said, what's the chance that Sark is going to take a quarterback, one quarterback in this 27 class, and have to share him with Sean Miller? Because Kavian Bryant is that kind of guy. He's going to play both sports at the next level. And if anything, I think basketball might be his gig. But football, he's a competitor. He loves it. He's got two little brothers that also are into it and they love it. They're going to be prospects. This is a family thing. And so that's the biggest question for me. Will Sark take a guy? You know, it's different when you're sharing a safety with the baseball team. Sharing your quarterback, the guy that will get coached the hardest at Texas. You ask those quarterbacks, nobody on the football team gets coached harder than the quarterbacks. Sark hammers those guys on a regular basis. Will he be willing to split his quarterback take in 27? Who could also be a point guard, shooting guard take for Sean Miller. And Sean Miller has picked up and reoffered quickly. As soon as Rodney Terry was out, Sean Miller jumped back in and said, Kavian, we want you. Here's another offer. He actually went to see him a couple weeks ago at one of the AAU basketball tournaments. And so I'm with you. I'm going to follow this kid just because he's close, because I've gotten closer to him and his father. Incredible family. A wonderful little football family. His father and I actually played at the same junior college basketball back in the day to – you know, show our age back in the mid late 90s. But Kavian is special. Okay. Kavian's going to be special. And I want Texas recruiting him because I want a reason to go see him on Friday nights. I want a reason to write up about him. AJ Milwee went by Westwood in the spring for the second time to watch him throw. There is legitimate interest. He's on offer watch, in my opinion.
Going to be a lot of fun to track that one, especially just special guy, in-state programs, basketball and football, like Texas A&M are on him. Michigan, a place he went to go see. They're
Michigan
also
recruiting loves him.
Right, as we've seen Michigan try to get some guys and pull some guys from East Texas. So going to be fun to track that one. The other quarterback name that we know is coming that we want to talk about is another name people may be familiar with, and no, not that level of familiar, but it is Colton Nussmeier, the little brother of Garrett Nussmeier, son of Doug Nussmeier. Doug, I had to look this up. I forgot where he was. He's the Saints OC right now, I believe. Yes.
He was the quarterback coach in Dallas for years.
Correct.
And that's why they grew up in Flower Mound.
So Colton, as he said, from Flower Mound, from that Marcus program, I believe.
Yeah.
And, you know, you may think like, oh, he's just going to follow the brother. And, you know, that could turn out to be true eventually. But there you go. I'll let you explain why you're shaking your head. But Colton's going to get the opportunity to come in and prove his wares for Texas, too.
You know, Colton is one of three quarterbacks, and we'll talk. We're saving the best one for last. They're one of three quarterbacks because the last one, we don't know for sure if he's coming, but we wouldn't be shocked if he showed up.
Colton, and we got to talk about him too.
That's and we're going to talk about him, yeah. Absolutely. But Colton, this is the one that I think might be your sneaky pick for quarterback for 2027. He's bigger than Kavian. This is a big kid. He's all of 6'4", and he's athletic. Wonderful basketball player, does a lot of good stuff in the paint, and he's a southpaw. So he's got kind of a really cool release, a really cool he comes from a family of quarterbacks. So naturally they're going to be good. I think he's even bigger than his brother, Garrett, who's holding it down in Baton Rouge for LSU, and Brian Kelly. Nussmeier's another one that wants that offer. You know what I mean? Milley went to see him twice in the spring. They love Colton Nussmeier. They love what he does. And so he's another one that we're on offer watch, and he's one that you're not going to have to share with another sport. And I just feel like with how much they put on the quarterback for Sark and these guys, that matters. And so Colton's going to come up here with the same mindset as some of these other guys. He wants to earn an offer. He's going to get up there, spin the ball. Boy, that was a nice play. He just went across the field on the other side. Mm-hmm. That was a great play in the old Arlington Stadium. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Nussmeier. Get to watch him play basketball, and I can see the translation easily. He's not Kavian Bryant basketball good, but Colton knows that, and that their team actually made a long run in the playoffs this last year at Marcus. And so he's another one. He's my pick for the DFW. I think he's going to be the best quarterback in the Metroplex for his class. He's going to be one of the best in the country. He already holds some really nice offers. Let's see what he looks like on Sunday.
It's going to be in recent years, we've seen Texas go out of state for their quarterback. Now, Arch is a different – I mean, there's only going to be one Arch Manning recruitment.
And they don't care where they play.
Exactly. But you saw them go to Alabama. You saw them go to Florida. They did pull Trey Owens out of the Houston area.
Went to California from Malik Murphy.
Exactly. And then, you know, they have the opportunity with two in-state guys – depending on what they think about them, to maybe keep a quarterback in state in that class. I like Nussmeier. And one other thing about him, you mentioned obviously left-handed. Steve Sarkisian can deal with that, and maybe not deal with it's the right word, but like he's worked with left-handers throughout his entire career. He had Matt Leiner, of course, and he had Tua. Those are the big ones.
Tua and Matt Leiner are the two that pop up.
And those are two of the most successful quarterbacks that he's had.
Did he have Brock Heward at Washington, or was that before his time? Because he was a lefty too.
That was way before his time. I can't remember.
I meant Brock. I think he had a little brother. You remember the Heward?
Little Heward? I don't think
he was right-handed. He might have been right-handed.
And I don't think he ever played of much consequence for whatever coach he was there.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But that's all to say. Tua, Leiner, being left-handed, there are some quarterback coaches and offensive coordinators who are like, nope, don't want to work with it.
Great throw right there. That he just went off platform. He saw a blitz coming on that field's at boundary side. He gets that ball out quickly, and it's right on a line. That's a beautiful play.
And that one.
That one's wide open. I ain't giving you credit for that one, Colton.
Yeah, it's good play action. This one's a good one. All right, this is the last one.
He's a great – listen, for, you know, as great as an athlete as Kavian Bryant, Colton Nussmeier is a sneaky good athlete. I want people to understand that.
If you go to his huddle, you have to sort through a bunch of basketball clips to get to the football ones. And, it's a little bit of an inconvenience, but you like to do it too.
I love seeing both, because if it can happen on the basketball court, it can translate in any other sport in the world.
The one other guy, we don't know if he's coming in or not. I need to pull his film up real quick, but we're going to mention him because we just expect Texas to be involved in this recruitment. Is Gunnar Rivers, and that's the son of Philip Rivers. I believe he's at a Catholic school in Alabama where Philip is the head coach. It's one of those situations where, you know, with the process of getting recruiting information, I don't think, and it's a big secret that, you know, you call the head coach or you call the parent or maybe you call the trainer or, you know, maybe you call the kid. And there are some parents and coaches and trainers who are very, very open about providing information, and some don't care for it at all. And then you got Philip Rivers, who's basically all three in that. And
all wrapped into one.
This is going to be – it's probably going to be a situation there where there are a lot of analogs to the Arch Manning recruitment where, you know, information comes out in very small bits and pieces only because the family is very tight-lipped. But we're mentioning Gunnar Rivers because we think that Steve Sarkisian, if he views him as good enough, is going to pursue him. And Philip probably would see Steve Sarkisian's Texas as a place where Gunnar would be able to do well.
We also understand A.J. Milwee went by there twice. And you said it perfectly at the beginning of the show. These coaches have been on the road and looking not just at the 26s that they're trying to finish up evals on. They're looking at 27s. Milwee didn't go to that private school in Alabama just for nothing. He went there twice to see Gunnar Rivers. Gunnar Rivers is really good young talent. Now, I think he's one of 12 kids. And so at some point, Phillip's going to be able to roll out an entire starting offensive group just by with his own kids. It's going to be Rivers Academy before they're done with that place up there. But let me tell you something. Gunnar is a competitor, okay? Gunnar has grown up similar to Colton in a quarterback-friendly home. And knowing Phillip and knowing how just down home and down to earth that guy is, his son has the identical motion and mechanics that his dad did. You know, his dad, they used to make fun of him in Inside State because it kind of looked like a side arm punt there for a second. It was kind of a chunker. But, man, that chunking led to an incredible NFL career. Played for a long time. Hall of Fame level type numbers, if you've ever looked at that stuff.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. His son is really good. And this is one of those things where we get to speculate wildly. But let's be honest. We're not going to be surprised if he shows up. We haven't confirmed that yet, and I'm actually working to confirm where Gunnar's going to be this weekend. So I hope to have an update at Inside Texas as soon as possible because I think that's going to be a big deal. I think Gunnar showing up shows Kavian and shows Colton we're here to party. This is going to be an all-out competition. And, guys, that's why they call it Elite Camp. That's why Sark and these guys have narrowed it down to this one day. Because they want guys to know this is your opportunity. This is your chance. Don't be shocked if Gunnar Rivers is on campus Sunday.
It's fascinating. Hey, they got the drone, which is pretty
darn cool. They got the drone on a field with half lights.
I know.
You know what? I just drove through that state. I'm not surprised.
Exactly. But
I think Isidore Newman's lights were worse than that.
And they had to get I bet ESPN made sure those look good. But you see a lot of anticipation on these throws. And again, you were very honest about like, okay, you know, is he coming in? We don't know the answer to that. But it's just all these fact patterns, especially Milwee going to see him. I think he's going to – I need to double check what his ranking is really quickly. But, you know, just him being a prominent quarterback prospect and Steve Sarkisian having connections to the NFL and – knowing how good they could be makes sense.
Here's a quick note too, just kind of, if Milwee comes by to see you once, you're on the radar. That doesn't mean anything more than that because Milwee watches a lot of quarterbacks in the spring. If he comes to see you once, you're on the radar. If he comes twice, you're in the conversation. So just understand we're narrowing down. There's other quarterbacks that are going to be there. Jerry Meyer III, a move in out of state at Waxahachie, can spin the football. He's going to be on campus. That's kind of a new guy that you might want to watch. So if Sark is bringing these guys in to this camp, they're substantial, that they are in the conversation. They watch a lot of kids. We know a handful have been watched. We know from other places. If they go twice, they're in the conversation.
We've got the full list over on Inside Texas, so make sure you head there. And we got a few more players to talk about.
We need to pay any bills?
Yeah. You ready?
Let's get it.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen & Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for three generations throughout the greater Austin area. With five-star review after five-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen & Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
Hey, I realize LC does those the best. There's nobody in the business that does them better. I was fortunate enough to meet the owner of Lux about a month ago. Unbelievable guy. Great company. Great service. I don't even need my bathroom redone, and I'm already looking at it getting redone. Like, that guy is tremendous. please give those guys a call at Lux. Great people, great work, great product.
There are going to be some talented players coming in this weekend. And, of course, we have the full list. But we'll go over three, and we're going to talk about them in a certain way. There are three players: Kennedy Brown from Kingwood, offensive tackle; Jalen Brewster, a defensive tackle at
Cedar Hill.
That's right.
The triplets, where Texas just signed the triplets.
And then there is John Meredith, a cornerback from Euless Trinity. And we're going to talk about all of them. And there's some out-of-state guys that are going to factor in this conversation. Justin, these three players are all in the top seven in On Three's rankings. And if they're there already, there's a good chance that maybe the top player in the nation in the 2027 class ends up coming from the Lone Star State.
And if it's not the top, it's going to be one of the top. Look, Kennedy Brown in the early rankings might be, what, number one, number two in the country at offensive tackle. If you've ever met Kennedy Brown, you completely understand why that's the case. He's got what we call a grown man handshake, and his hands are the size of bear paws. Like, I mean, they are just – he is a massive kid with a really good personality and a really good mean streak on the field. Jalen Brewster, hey – interior defensive lineman, monster, okay? Big, giant monster. Could probably play as a senior this year. He's a kid that if he reclassified, I wouldn't be shocked because he's so physically advanced for his age. And then John Meredith. Listen, John Meredith is that old-school cat coverage, phenomenal athlete that actually has technique at his age. And he's also 6'1 and a half, already 170, 175 pounds. Those three could be the number one player at each position for them. They're going to probably be the top three players in the state for 2027. They all hold Texas offers. And the coolest part, they're coming just to see Texas again. They don't have to compete. A lot of these guys are coming for that offer. They're working to get on that big board. These three guys have been on the big board. We met Kennedy at Junior Day. I want to say Jalen may have came in on Junior Day as well. I think this is one of John Meredith's first trips to Austin. I think he went last year for a game, but I can't remember. Charlie Williams has been all over that. We'll definitely have an update if anything changes. But it shows you these camps aren't just to go and get an offer. You know, if kids are showing up that already hold offers, that lets us know there's a fact pattern of interest. Some of these kids, if they can figure out they can go to Texas without leaving far from home, that is the biggest selling point right now. And like we always talk about, whatever success Texas had in one particular season, it doesn't affect that class. It affects the next class.
Right.
And that's why I think 2027 is going to be super duper loaded, similar to 2025. Like, Texas could be knocking on the number one class in 27 just by fishing in state. And look, we know how Texas rolls. If Kyle Flood finds a random offensive lineman in Pennsylvania, he's going to offer him. If Jeff Banks finds a random defensive lineman in California, that buddy's getting an offer. And if there's a Florida kid that can cover like Jalen Ramsey, they're going to offer him too. But if you can get your core of five stars within 3 or 4 hours of Austin, Texas, buddy, that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff, especially when you can keep those kids at home. I love not that they were offered early and that Texas was thorough in their early avows. I love that they've already got offers and they want to come back to see. They want to come back to hang out with the staff, to hang out with the other players. Those three kids outside of the quarterback position, I don't know if there's three more important. Jaquan Snell would be one other one that I would add to that. And he's probably going to be the number one safety in the state. He's going to be a top five safety in the nation. He's a top five athlete already. He's a freak out of Waxahachie. I would almost want to put him in that conversation. If there's an early must get list, it's Kennedy Brown, Jalen Brewster, and John Meredith.
And one of the things that goes into this whole, you know, number one player in the country conversation, some of it's positional split. And a lot of times the number one player ends up being a quarterback. Kavian Bryant's the number one quarterback in On3's rankings right now, and he's the number 42 overall prospect.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Right, and that's crazy. And, you know, now that I think about what Kavian is, like, I can see why you would rate other prospects at other positions ahead of him just because there is that basketball question.
Yes.
It makes sense. But you look at the tools and you're like, okay, there may not be a better quarterback possibly in the class. And then one of the things going for Kennedy Brown, for Jalen Brewster, for John Meredith, they're at these premium positions. You know, you're at offensive tackle or probably offensive line at the very worst. But Kennedy Brown, you can see he's listed at 6'3.5", 285. I think he's a little taller.
He's bigger than that.
And his huddle on the bio, it talks about he has a big wingspan right now. Jalen Brewster, you know, 6'3", 300 already. And then John Meredith, if you watch his film, he's 6'2", 175, and he moves easy. So these guys
are
already –
there wasn't a better cover corner in the state of Texas last year, regardless of cycle, than John Meredith.
So these guys are already at premium positions, which get pretty highly valued as far as searching for number one overall. So those were in-state rankings as far as On3 goes, going back to the On3 rankings. And, you know, by a certain point at this time, we kind of hear about or recognize who the freaks are as far as the class ahead. You know, we knew about Arch going on camps and visiting and things like that throughout, you know, the most recent or during his cycle. We had heard about guys like Bryce Underwood, even though he's from Michigan. Like, we knew about that type of player. They're really, at this point, and correct me if I'm wrong, because you have your eyes on the recruiting trail a little bit more intently than I do, there's no one player right now from, like, around the country that everybody seems to know about. And maybe I'm wrong, but, like, you know, I'm looking at the number one guy, LaDainian Guyton. I don't know a ton about him. And
yeah,
maybe that's the quarterback factor, but maybe that's also some of these guys we just haven't heard a ton about.
Yeah, and I think that's what happens in this summer before their junior years. Like, right. I think that's kind of where those names get established. Kennedy Brown won MVP at the Under Armour deal a couple months ago. I believe it was in spring. I think it was the overall MVP. It was definitely the O-line MVP. So his name started to catch fire a little bit. Jalen Brewster started getting the biggest offers in the country out of nowhere. Oregon, Alabama, LSU. It sort of just happened. And then John Meredith is the one you haven't really heard a lot about. And it's only because he's not big on social media. You're not going to see him tweeting out a bunch of stuff or posting a bunch of stuff on Instagram. He's just a hardworking kid that goes and does his job. But I think this is the summer where we start to do that. Now, I say that Gunnar Rivers is going to be a popular name for 2027. Cooper Witten might be the most popular name of 2027, and he's already the number one rated linebacker in the country at a private, and he plays at a private school who's coached by his father, 11-time Pro Bowler Hall of Famer Jason Witten. And so, yeah, I see where you're going. Like, I think this is the summer where recruitniks and recruiting fans that really dive into it and love it, they start to learn more about these guys. You and I will start to learn more. Charlie and I will gather more from that Sunday camp, and be sure and check us out at InsideTexas.com because we're going to have updates throughout the whole day on Saturday and Sunday, Sunday being the camp. Look, these guys will be more known once you see them more and more. Even more than that is going to be this fall when they're hitting games, because this is about the time where they're going on the road every Saturday morning, late Friday night after a football game to go watch a big-time football game. And so that's it. This is that time of year where I think we start to familiarize and recruiting fans start to get to know. But look, to me, Cooper Witten is going to be the most popular player in this cycle. That's my early prediction. There might be a few other guys that might be higher rated or they could have more potential, but it doesn't hurt who his dad is. But, man, if you watch him, forget the dad. Cooper's a dude, okay? And it makes total sense because his dad is a man's man. Like, that guy, when you run 60-yard route with your helmet off and you're going head up with the Philadelphia Eagles skull on helmet, buddy, that ain't somebody I want to pass up. I don't want to mess with him. Cooper Witten looked tremendous at the Under Armour camp that Charlie and I got to see early in February. I'm with you. I think this is the summer where it's our job to introduce the fans to the next crop. They've gotten bits and pieces, an offer here, a visit there, things of that sort. But this is the summer where we're going to see these guys start to separate.
To button up the conversation between Meredith, Brown, and Brewster, I don't want to say who's more likely to end up number one because, like, some of these guys, Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, I'm not going to follow as closely unless Texas gets involved. Anyway, but between between Meredith, Brewster, and Brown, you think Brown has the best chance to end up and remain the number one prospect?
I think he's the most college ready, which sounds ridiculous going into your junior year, but you haven't met Kennedy Brown. But we can make a case for all these guys.
Right.
Jalen Brewster's going to have 50 offers. He's going to have Zayden Crimpen level offers. John Meredith's going to have a chance to play. John Meredith will be able to pick up in 3 months, he'll be able to pick up the phone and commit to any school in the country he wants to. So it's going to be fun to see how those guys sort each other out. I'm on team Kennedy Brown. Just meeting him, just getting to see him, just getting to talk to him and work with him. I think that kid is going to be the number one player in the state for 2027. I think they're going to get Felix Ojo and John Turntine in the offensive line class for 2026. I think Kennedy Brown's going to be their number one target for tackle. I think Caden Scott out of San Antonio Roosevelt's probably going to be the other big-time target, maybe for right tackle. Demarion Big Juicy Johnson out of Tyler Legacy, he's already pulled in an offer. He's going to be in the conversation. This is the summer to learn about the class of 2027, and the best place to do that is in Inside Texas.
One thing, I'm going to go with Meredith. I think just the fact that he's that right.
I don't think you can go wrong. You can't go wrong.
Yeah, and also that, you know, I wonder if U.S. Trinity puts him on offense and he gets these offensive stats that make it more appealing while he's still posting lockdown corner play. And then he goes into the track season and does some great things, not only on like the 200 meter, but in long jump and stuff like that. I'm going to pick Meredith on that front. So, but like I said,
Charlie would probably agree with you. And Charlie was on Jalen Brewster before Jalen Brewster was on Jalen Brewster.
Makes a lot of sense. These are some of the guys who are going to be heading to Texas this upcoming weekend. Make sure you like this video, subscribe to the channel. If anything big pops up, we'll have it here. And of course, we're going to have it on InsideTexas.com. All the different lists, players, analysis, everything. Head to Inside Texas. So, Justin, thank you so much. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com.